Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Special guest standing by, Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson joins us right now. Good morning, Commish. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. Things are great here in the capital city of Tallahassee.
You know, we were talking about you earlier, and just this huge umbrella that you're over, the way it is set up in Tallahassee, and you know how many things are under you. You've got the consumer services that you take care of. I guess you got together with the AG, you and James Uthmeyer, and your people put together quite the bust recently. You want to dig into that?
Sure. No, that's something we love to talk about. And you know, there was a ring of criminals that were stealing smoke detectors and breakers, circuit breakers and things from Home Depots, and they were shipping them to Texas and selling them out there to a contractor. So it took many months and a lot of investigation, but agriculture law enforcement put this investigation together, and we're working with the Attorney General, that's Myers, you said, and the statewide prosecutor to prosecute these because there were many counties involved in this bust. But again, it was many months long. I think they stole over $800,000 worth of product.
Wow.
Very intentional. And, of course, it had to all be completely documented so those prosecutors can put these guys will spend, probably more than a decade in jail for this crime. And there are seven major people that was involved in this. And so, no, we're very pleased with the bust. And when you think about this, you know, some people think, well, maybe this is, you know, it's retail theft. This costs all of us money. They have to recover that, you know, in the cost of goods that we purchase. And what we look at ag law is we are a force multiplier. When we take these criminals off the street, when we remove the criminals that are stealing fuel from our gas stations, and we've done many busts on that area too, when we find over 400 stolen semi-trailers in the last 2 years, we are taking these criminals off the street, and of course that is a great force multiplier for all of our local law enforcement.
I like that term, force multiplier. It gives you an idea that, yeah, you're working alongside other law enforcement and, getting it done, clearly. And you just listed off some great things. Hey, I've got a question for you. Well, first of all, let's start with this. Why were they targeting smoke detectors in particular?
What I believe now, and of course I don't, you never know what criminals are thinking, but I believe they had a contractor that was in Houston, Texas, that was purchasing to put in new buildings. So they were. So if you steal $800,000 worth of these smoke detectors and circuit breakers, and then you sell them for $400,000 to them, they've saved $400,000 on their projects, right? And so I think that this was a criminal ring involving on the other end of this contractors that were purchasing these smoke detectors and circuit breakers and things. So yeah, it was very sophisticated. And again, we work with many jurisdictions throughout the state of Florida, Polk County Sheriff's Office, Lake Wells, Hillsborough County, Pasco County, and many other counties there in that local area. And then, of course, we also had to work with the law enforcement in Houston. So, but yes, it was multi-state, and we were very pleased that it was our team working with Home Depot. By the way, Home Depot was very prominent in this investigation. And so they were did a very good job and helping us and giving us access and doing the things we needed to do to bring this criminal ring down.
I love it. I love it. I love winning, and you are winning. Let me ask you about this. I heard there were some busts recently involving vape shops mostly and nitrous oxide, which when I'm at the dentist's office, I utilize that. But if they're going at the retail level, I know that's not legal. Do you have any more information on that?
Those are things that we are making some busts as a state and local law enforcement, and that is something that's ongoing. And so it goes down the list, right? It's hemp, then it's kratom, then it's nitrous. And so, yes, these are, and by the way, the legislature is going to come in January. We need a few more tools in the toolbox because there are loopholes in the laws that allow some of these folks to get away with these things. So we're going to be very aggressive, hopefully, this session to be able to wipe that out. And not only those things, it's what's next, right? It was hemp, then it's kratom, now it's nitrous. So what's the next thing? And so we need to give ourselves some flexibility so as this underworld of, that's creating these illegal products or targeting our children, especially targeting our children, that we can go after them in real time. And but yes, it's laughing gas, as you know, and I think some people have actually died.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and it kills brain cells. Yeah, no, it's if you're abusing, used in small quantities under professional supervision because they flush you with oxygen afterwards, your brain and everything. It's very, they're very measured, very, very measured and metered on that stuff when they use it for medical purposes. But no, the way these people are doing it, you're going to suffer brain damage. And I mean, this goes all the way back when they discovered it. I think it was like the late 1700s. And it became basically the party tool for the elite and the wealthy. And then it took them some time to figure it out. But they said, hey, this is not going well. People literally were becoming brain damaged. So, yeah, we don't need that.
No, and the same thing with the 708 and kratom, right? It's the same exact thing. It's 13 times more powerful than morphine that you would get in the hospital. And, of course, again, loopholes allowed this to exist. I work with the Attorney General Utzmeyer, and he Schedule 1 that product, and so now we can take it off the shelves. But it's the same thing. It's they're finding loopholes and exploiting them. And then, of course, we're doing the best we can, and we're obviously, when the legislature comes in this year, we'll try to tighten those areas up.
Always near and dear to my heart because I love fresh from Florida orange juice. Any news on what the orange crop is looking like this year? Because, man, I know over the years we had some setbacks.
We've had big setbacks. And just to put it to frame it, 25 years ago at the peak, we produced 290 million 90-pound boxes of fruit in the state. This year we're going to produce about 10 million boxes.
Wow.
And so it's been decimated. But the reality is working with the legislature, actually the last 5 or 6 years, even when I was in the Senate, we have been slowly supporting a program called the CRAFT program, which allows farmers and helps them replant trees. This last year, we got over $100 million to help farmers recover. I met with the Citrus Mutual folks last week. That program is going very well. Our nurseries and the infrastructure it takes to put these back in place are reconstituting themselves, and now they have the resources. So I believe you will see 10, 15, 20,000 acres planted over the next couple of years of citrus in and around Florida. And what our goal is we went from 290 million boxes down to maybe 10 million. We hope to at least get back over the course of the next 5 to 7 years. It may take a little longer because it takes 3 years for a tree to really produce. Mm-hmm. But over the next 5 to 10 years, we hope to get back up to 30 or 40 or 50 million boxes, which would be amazing from this point. And so we're working very closely with the citrus industry on how are we going to market that product and help them market their product and how do we rebuild that market. Because once it's gone, then you have to reestablish yourself in the marketplace. What has filled the vacuum? All of these drinks that you can, these artificial drinks mm-hmm. that you go in the store today and buy. And a lot of them are, claim to be healthier. A lot of them are organic or natural or all the things that they claim. Orange juice and orange citrus is going to have to refine its footing and its, advertising. And Fresh from Florida will do all it can to help do that. We really love that program. It's done an amazing job for a lot of our farmers.
Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, one last question, sir. The Fed shut down, the government shut down. Does that impact business in the state of Florida and the work that you're trying to do specifically at all?
It certainly does. And let me give you a great example. About 2 months ago, we announced a block grant of $680 million that was coming to the state of Florida to help farmers recover from the last 3 years of hurricanes. Now that the government is shut down, and depending on how long it is shut down, it completely stops that process until they reopen. So that is a real live example of here we are. We were on the verge of getting these resources in. We've been negotiating and working with the federal government the last 2 months to receive those dollars. We felt like we were going to be receiving it within a few days, and now the government shut down. So now it's going to delay that aid to our agriculture industry for however long they're shut down. And then once they start back up, it'll probably take a few more weeks then to get it back in order, right? So we've probably delayed aid to our farmers here in the state of Florida, which has been desperately needed, now for another month.
Well, we're both hoping that this thing will end very, very quickly. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, always a pleasure. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure.
Well, but you said that, the commission, everything that ag covers, man, that's a lot of topics, and that's kind of literally a drop in the bucket.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They did a good job busting the thieves that were taking advantage of Home Depot. And
almost $1 million worth.
They had, and these were people that, you know, they had connections all the way, you know, in Texas, and they had a way to fence their stolen products. And wow. Yeah. If these criminal minds, man, if they put themselves to use, you know.
Do good in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they,
awesome.
They could probably do all right, you think, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Not get arrested.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.